IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Calabas Lampage. We're welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the respect that Islam has for Christianity and Jesus Christ and Lady Maryam and how. So Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you. Is Christianity at all respected by the religion of Islam?
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, historically talking, when the companions of the Holy Prophet salawatullah alayhi wa alihi went to Ethiopia, the king of Ethiopia was a Christian.
Okay.
And then some of the infidels and the polytheists of Mecca also went to Ethiopia to arrest these Muslims and bringing them back to Mecca.
The kuffar, you mean?
Yeah,
the
of course, yeah, yes. The infidels,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when the king of Ethiopia actually brought these people in his castle, he asked them some questions. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was this, that what does Islam say about Lady Maryam, salamullah alayha, and the birth of Jesus Christ?
Okay.
When Ja'far read some of those verses about Lady Maryam, salamullah alayha, then this king of Ethiopia cried and said that this is the truth that you brought to us by Islam. This is the exact thing that happened for Lady Maryam and Jesus Christ. Not only he didn't give them back to these mushrikeen, he said that I will strongly and powerfully protect them against you, and will serve them here in my country, because they are the true mu'mineen, the true believers.
Yes.
So this was the story of the first, let's say, story that
interaction
between Islam and Christianity in the history.
That's right.
But later, we see that in Islam, of course, Jesus Christ alayhi salam, and Lady Maryam, and the companions, or the, let's say, the
Hawariyun.
Yeah, yes. Hawariyun.
Yes.
All of them are respected.
Yes.
By Islam.
Yes.
And there are lots of commonalities and shared areas and beliefs between Islam and Christianity.
Christianity, that's right.
And also you see that Christians lived in Islamic territory, in Islamic world, throughout the history peacefully with non-Muslims.
Yes.
Even there were Christians in Mecca and Medina at the time of the Holy Prophet and the Khulafa and the other periods of the history of Islam, they all lived in different Islamic countries. And nowadays you see that Christians are living in Iran and they have no problem. They are living peacefully and they are respected by Islam. The same way Muslims lived peacefully with Christians and Christian, let's say, territory throughout the history of Islam. I think this way, actually, Islam did respect, actually, Christianity, the teachings and the doctrines of Christianity. But, of course, there are some differences, different viewpoints, different ideas, that Islam is different from Christianity. But it doesn't mean that there is no tolerance, there is no respect between Muslims and non-Muslims.
And Sayyid Mohsen, when we refer to the Holy Quran, there are so many ayahs. Even a chapter is called Maryam, you know, after Lady Maryam, and, you know, especially about the quality of the birth of Prophet Jesus Christ, the miracles that he had done. All of this have shown that Prophet Muhammad and Islam had much, much respect for Christianity, especially, and the monotheism that was followed by the religion of Christianity on that time, by Prophet Jesus Christ. What are the exact, we can say, ethical and social virtues that Prophet Jesus Christ, we know, has conveyed to the religion of Islam? Can we say it this way? Or, for example, it's better to say how, for example, the religion of Islam benefited from the teachings of Prophet Jesus Christ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there is a link and a depth link between the Christianity and Islam, as there is a connectivity and in-depth connectivity between the Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. These religions are known as Abrahamic religion. Yes. Why? Because they all believe that the Abraham alayhi salam was the prophet of God, and obviously they are following the religion of Abraham. This is the first thing. The second thing is that there are many verses in the Quran which talks about the Christianity. Because when we are talking about the Jesus Christ or the Holy Mary, these are two personalities.
Yes.
Who are also believed in Islam and in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, we have the verses which is talking about the Christianity itself.
Yes.
Because I was going through the verses and, for example, in chapter Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter of the Quran, verse yes. number 69, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِعُونَ وَالنَّصَارَ. So those who believed, it's from Muslims, number one.
Yes.
The Jews, yes. number two. Sabi'un, the Sabians.
Yes.
Obviously, they
the
were.
Sabians, that's
Sabians.
Right. They are three. Still living in Iran.
Yes.
In the thousand part of
so
Iran.
So the okay. third category, yeah. the fourth people, Nasara, the Christians. Man amana billah, whoever believes in Allah. Wal yawm al-akhir, and the day of judgment.
So it means all of these believe.
All of them.
Okay.
Judaism, mm-hmm. Christianity, in Christianity, Judaism, yes, Islam, yes. and Sabians.
Yes.
Those people who believe in Allah, the day of judgment, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and they have performed the good deeds, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. It means that they will not have any grief for the past, which they have done, or for the future. So this is common. This is a common thing between yes. all the Abrahamic religions, because these four categories are the Abrahamic religions, basically. So in Abrahamic religions, if they believe in Allah, means monotheism, one God. If they believe in one God, the day of judgment, and they perform good deeds, obviously they all will be the ones who are successful in hereafter.
Yes.
Now, there are other types of verses as well that we have in the Quran, where the relation between the Islam and the Christianity and Judaism is not good. Where we have, for example, the verse in the same chapter, chapter 5, verse number 51, where Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who believed, Muslims, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Don't take the Jews and the Christians your guardian.
Yes.
As a leader.
As a leader, that's right.
Right? Why? Because if you do so, because they are not following the teachings of Allah.
Yes.
They are not believing in hereafter. Today, you know, we have the Jews and the Christians in the world. What they are doing is, obviously, they don't believe in one God. They're not the monotheists. So from them, okay. Quran says that don't go near them.
Those from among the
yes,
Christians?
Yes, amongst the Christians and the Jews. That's
but,
what
but
we're
But we
talking.
Know that Christianity and Judaism is a monotheistic religion, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
But on top of that, obviously, when they say that the Jesus is the Son of God, they come out of
the Trinity,
tradition.
Yes.
Why? Because we have the verse in the Quran, where chapter 7, verse number 14, it says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu, all those who believe be like Ansar Allah, be the companions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله.
Yes.
That the way the Jesus, son of Mary, has said to his disciples that who will be from the companions of Allah?
Yes.
قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. They yes. said we are. So the thing is that at the time of the Prophet Jesus, when we are talking about him at his time, when he had his companions, they used to believe in one God. That's what Islam says.
Yes.
Because, you know, even when we talk about the Jesus, we believe him as a prophet of God.
Yes.
Whereas the Christians, they say he's the son of God.
Yes.
Now, the reason they bring is that, have you ever seen a boy, like a child being born without a father? Right?
Okay.
That's their reasoning for that.
That's right.
Because he had a mother, he had no father. On top of that, we give answer that the Adam alayhi salam, who you think that he was a prophet of God, he neither had a mother nor father.
Yes.
right?
Okay.
So basically, at the time of Jesus, Jesus never said that I am the Son of God. He was the prophet of God. So therefore, in the verses of the Quran...
And there are so many miracles, yes. For example, talking when in cradle, you know, isn't
yes.
it? Or for example, healing the dead.
Healing the death. All these are the miracles which are given by the God to the prophets so that they prove
yes.
that they are from God. They
yes.
are the prophets of the God. The way
yes.
the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had miracles. Prophet mm-hmm. Ibrahim had
yes.
the miracles. Prophet Moses had the miracle. So all these miracles are to prove that he is from God. He
That's
is
right.
this messenger of God. But the point is that in the Quran, when we look at the Quran, yes, we have the verses which are in praise. And definitely they are in the praise of the Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is one of the prophets. He is one of the prophets. Now the point is, the relation between the Christianity and Islam is that the religion is one.
Mm-hmm.
All the prophets from Adam alayhi salam, the first prophet, till Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all brought one religion, which is known as Islam.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But the Sharia, which is related to the rules of that time, the mm-hmm. rulings that we have, the laws
yes.
that are applied, they're different.
Yes, that's right.
So as far as it is concerned, why we think that we have a good relation with the Christians is because they are the Abrahamic religion. They also were like the Prophet Jesus brought Islam in his time, but obviously there was an upgradation
yes.
of the religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the final upgradation of the religions, all the religions that we had, it is the Islam. So Islam accepts all the prophets before it, because being a Muslim, I need to believe in 124,000 prophets and
yes.
messengers. This is one of my beliefs.
That's right. But Sheikh Rouhani, brother, is it at all true for a Muslim to read out about Christianity? I mean, I as a Muslim go and read out about Christianity, their books, for example, their teachings and trainings, or Judaism, but here we are talking about Christianity now.
You know, actually, no. If you are certain and 100% sure that the beliefs you have are the true belief, the
okay.
lifestyle that you have are the true,
okay.
and your religion is the true religion, then actually, logically, there's no need
mm-hmm.
to study about any other religions. But yeah, sometimes you want to be a researcher, you want to find out some similarities, dissimilarities, yeah, between the religions. As a researcher, yeah, you can do that. There's no problem with that. But as a Muslim, that it should be, can it be a religious duty to study about other religions? No.
Okay.
You have to make sure and 100% certain yourself that your religion, your faith, your beliefs are true based on rational, logical principles.
Yes.
This is the way. But when it comes to this point that how did Islam respect
mm-hmm.
Christianity?
Yes.
I think... there is unfortunately sometimes a misunderstanding or a misconception of the history of Islam
yes.
as compared to the true teachings of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that Amawid caliphs or
yes.
Abbasid caliphs
okay.
treated non-Muslims, Zoroastrians or let's say Jews, Hindus, Buddhists and let's say Christians.
Yes.
The way they treated was something. And the way that the Holy Prophet himself, salawatullahi alayhi,
mm-hmm.
treated them in Medina
yes.
and Mecca in his time, that was something different. Sometimes, unfortunately, these Orientalists study about the history of Islam from the perspective of Amawid caliphs. They misunderstand that Amawid caliphs are the symbols of Islam.
Okay, very good.
While in Islam, within Islam,
mm-hmm.
we have lots of scholars, particularly Shia Muslims, disagree. And the imams of the Shia,
yes, yes.
were totally disagree with the way that Amawids did with
very
the
good.
To
this
the
is This is the missing link.
Yeah, of course.
In the Islamic
yeah.
studies by the Westerners, for
Unfortunately,
example,
yeah.
when they talk about, as you said, Abbasids,
yeah.
they forget the Shia imams.
Exactly.
Even
exactly.
the Amavids, Umayyads,
exactly.
they
yeah.
forget about the Shiite imams and the role that they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, they don't know that these, for example, Yazid,
mm-hmm.
as the Amawid caliph,
yes,
what he did with the Shia imam,
mm-hmm.
Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and the children and the Ahlul Bayt household of this imam, was much more aggressive as compared to what they did with the Christians.
Yes.
So the point is that our Muslims or Muslim brothers should understand this point, that they should not... they should not consider the Amawid caliphs as an exemplary, let's say, leaders of Islam.
That's wrong.
What they did with non-Muslims is totally wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not acceptable.
Yes.
Now, if we look at the Imams,
yes,
the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Sadiq, Imam Baqir, Imam Zainul Abidin, and
the other Imams, with the non-Muslims,
they sometimes gave these pieces of advice to these caliphs, mm-hmm, that this way that you make others Muslim,
yes,
is not a true Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam treated,
yes,
non-Muslims.
Yes.
Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he had no one to support him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
But it was the people of Medina, the residents of Medina, who welcomed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Yes.
You know? These residents of Medina, they were Jews, Christians, non-Muslims, Muslims, different people.
Is it also Salman al-Farsi on that time who is supporting Prophet Muhammad in Medina, isn't it? Salman al-Farsi?
Yes, Salman al-Farsi later joined Islam.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, in Medina, yes.
Yeah. The point is that if we go to the history and study about the, let's say, social conduct of the Prophet with the Christians, with the Jews,
yes,
we see that the Prophet respected them.
Okay.
Prophet signed certain agreements, peace, yes, treaties with them.
Yes.
They were living peacefully. Yes. Sometimes when the Jews, when the Christians, when the others wanted to attack Muslims,
mm-hmm,
and that time Prophet had this right to defend.
Yes.
That's why the wars of, yes, the Prophet against
them was defensive. There was a tax system put for them, paying jizya,
yeah,
and living,
yeah,
peace,
yeah,
with,
this,
that's
this
right.
Is, this, this is all the, shows the wars are defensive war, but
yes,
when it comes to the Amawids,
mm-hmm,
and the Abbasid caliphs and the other caliphs,
okay,
yeah, what they did with non-Muslims is not, we cannot consider it as totally Islamic kind of,
yes,
treatment. This is the point that our non-Muslim brothers, Christians, Muslims, they should understand it.
That's right. Okay, Said Nelson, about the differences you want to talk about, okay?
We're talking about the differences of the two religions. When we look at the text that we have right now, you know, sometimes when we talk about the relation, some people have this kind of, you know, bearing from what we say, is that either Muslims needs to become Christian or Christians needs to become Muslim. One of the points that our brother has mentioned, I just disagree a little bit, slightly,
yes,
with the brother on the question that you asked, do we need to read Christianity or not?
Okay.
I believe that everyone in their religion, first of all, I agree with the brother, they have to affirm knowledge of their own religion first.
Okay.
This is for every single person living in this world. Whatever belief you have, your parents had, you must read that with the logics and all those. You should be firm enough in that, that tomorrow when someone asks you, like, why you're following such a religion, you should give an answer.
Yes.
This is the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing is you must read the other religions as well.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know that the religion that I'm following is the right religion?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It happens when you read yourself, you're firm enough that you cannot, you know, easily be deviated. When you read the others, obviously you know the difference.
Yes.
Then you become more, you know, you're more firm about what you believe in. So that is the place where generally when we see the others, like when we read others, we are more sure about ourselves.
That's right.
For example, if a Christian is having a firm, like he's a priest or he has read the Christianity properly, when he comes and reads the Quran, obviously he might find something. And we have seen many priests becoming Muslim.
Just mere reading after
why?
The Holy Quran.
Yes,
right.
Why? Because they had the firm knowledge of their own religion.
Mm-hmm.
Later, when they came to Quran, when they read Quran, they found more things.
Yes.
And the differences. So basically, this studying is there. Yes, we don't say that this is an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
That was right from the brother.
Yes.
This is not an obligation for
okay.
everyone to do.
Yes.
But at least you need to read your own religion and things that are near you.
That's
when
right.
someone comes to you to say that.
Okay.
The main difference between the Quran and the Bible is that the Bible is the gospel of the companions or the people who came after the
yeah,
Prophet
so
Jesus.
So many years after it was
so
compiled,
many years
yes.
Whereas the Quran is the
original
literal words of the Prophet,
yes.
which are in a written form.
Yes.
So this is the main difference between these
okay.
two. So we need to, obviously, we have the respect of the
mm-hmm.
religions before us.
That's right.
And Islam never says that disrespect, because in the Quran we have the verses that do not disrespect others' God, which are
yes.
the fake gods, in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there is a idol worshiper,
yes,
don't just curse the idol in front of the person who's worshiping that idol.
Even if it's idol worshiper.
Even okay. The idol. Why? Yes. Because when you say so, you are basically making him against you. He make a mentality against you.
Yes.
And he says the same wordings about your God, which is yes. The right God.
Okay.
So the main idea is through dialogues, through love. And Islam is the religion of love.
That's right.
And it calls for the peace.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, for a nice elaboration regarding how much Islam respects the Christianity, Prophet Jesus Christ, and Lady Maryam. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محباً